this is Radio Clash. This is 127, and it's the Tony Wilson tribute. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 127 and it's a special show. It's a tribute to Tony Wilson of Factory Records, who died on the 10th of August. And I must say, it's one of those moments which is a bit like John Peel or Joe Strummer dying. It's someone who's been fundamental in a lot of the music that I listen to. The Factory Records, of course, that's New Order, Joy Division, A Certain Ratio, Happy Mondays, that you just heard, which is 24-Hour Party People, which was the name of the film, which was about Tony Wilson, played by Steve Coogan. Very fast and loose with the truth, I think, but also he had a very, very crazy life. Sadly, he died of renal cancer. And last thing I heard, he was actually getting better. So it's kind of, it's very sad. So I'm doing this special show to celebrate the kind of music that was created by his label, Factory Records, in Manchester, and celebrate the man, really, because I think only Manchester could have someone like Tony Wilson. I think he described himself, if you forgive my French, as being someone that the rest of Manchester thought was a right cunt or right twat or something like that. And that's true, but in a way, Tony Wilson was their cunt, their twat. And if anyone had a go at him outside of Manchester, it was... well, if you've ever grown up in that area, you'll know that if anyone's seen outside to be bashing them, they'll quite happily bash them themselves. But as soon as anyone else does, it's close ranks very quickly. And he's born in Salford. Of course, that's where several parts of New Order and also Morrissey comes from. And he started as a presenter. He went to Jesus College, but he started as a presenter on So It Goes on Granada Television, if you remember from the film. And kind of just sort of slipped into the whole record business. I think he was presenting a music show and decided to sign the acts that he was interested in. So most people know him. I'm going to stop twittering on. Most people know him because of Joy Division was his big sort of critical success. This is Shadow Play off their first LP, Unknown Pleasures, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That's Crispy Amlins with Def. One of the best names in rock, I think, apart from the other band I remember at the time that weren't on Factory, which is Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. But I like Crispy Amlins. Big in goth scenes, both of those. Before that was OMD with Electricity. That's a 1979 version, because a lot of people might not know is they released their first ever single on Factory. And then they decided to move over to, I think, Steely Disc after that. And they never liked that version. Never understood why, because they re-recorded it. And that kind of slipped out on a Peel session. But it kind of... I'm surprised it did, because they hated that version with a vengeance. And then before that was Shadow Play by Joy Division. I've just been reading some of the tributes about Tony Wilson from people like Paul Ryder and Dave Haslam of Hacienda. I mean, he was co-owner of the Hacienda Club, the Dry Bar, ran Factory, and also was one of the people that started In the City, which is a big music conference in Manchester. Basically, if you look at the whole Manchester scene, it was him. I mean, it was him plus the Smiths, Stone Roses, but it kind of focused around the Hacienda Club, and that became a focus for it. So he really started that whole thing, and around that sort of time, 1990, 1991, bands like Happy Mondays and that whole sort of indie dance scene got me back into indie. I really, at that point, I really wasn't interested in Jesus and Mary Chain and to some extent New Order. I was very much into sort of dance music, hip hop, that kind of thing. And then when there's actually a group of bands that are into the same dance music and creating things that are actually influenced by dance music, which may sound familiar for those of you who are into bands like The Gossip and The Klaxons. It was suddenly like, actually, yes, and that got me back into indie music, and dance music started getting really up its own arse after a rave, and then Britpop came along, and I very much got into indie, and I'm sort of going back into dance music now again, because sadly it's got boring again. It's been going in 10-year cycles, and certainly Tony Wilson's Factory Records was a big influence on that, and I eventually became a very big New Order and Joy Division fan, and own pretty much, I wouldn't say everything, because there's so much to collect, and Jeb, I'm sure, probably does own all of it, a £50 note. Hello, Jeb. I hope you enjoyed this show, because it should be up your street. I've been trying to avoid tracks he's been playing, which is very difficult, since he's played a lot of the tracks which I've been considering today to play on his podcast, which is £50 note, which hopefully will be restarting soon. So Tony Wilson, as I said in my intro, he was someone who was they were proud of locally, because he didn't disappear off to London. He stayed where he was, and that's in with the sort of draw of London that has. It soaks up all the creative people, and a lot of bands go there, and they sort of abandon where they are. I mean, I think even in the Arctic Monkeys have done that. And it's even Pulp did that eventually after many, many years when they started getting successful. And I mean, it's created some great albums. I mean, Blur's Great Escape and Park Life and the Different Class album is basically a Coming to London album. But it's unusual to have someone to actually go against that grain and just have almost a punk idea of saying, okay, we're going to keep it going here. We're not going to abandon the scene here for London. We're going to basically start something here. And he was very influenced by the Sex Pistols. That's what got him into signing a lot of bands, because he was doing So It Goes, and he booked them for his show, apparently. So I'm going to start with another one of his roster, which is A Certain Ratio, who he actually managed, as well as was on his record company. And one of those bands that probably didn't get enough respect, I think. I think they were, and especially when there was this sort of post-punk thing recently, last couple of years, because I went through a trawl about 2099, that sort of period, Audio Galaxy times, if people remember the peer-to-peer Audio Galaxy. About the same time I was discovering bootlegs, I was actually trawling through the whole of the Factory's back catalogue, which is why I have a few of the rarer bits, and you'll probably hear some of them on the show. I think that they, from a post-punk point of view, it's not just bands like Gang of Four. There's a lot of other references there, and this is one of them. This is Shack Up.
Shut up, baby, shut up. in time. Come on, girl, please be mine. Body motion caught in time. Come on, girl, make up your mind. Body motion caught in time. Come on, girl, please be mine. Body motion caught in time. Come on, girl, make up your mind. In love tempo. Thank you.
time I think of you, I feel a shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me, the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows, where every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you'll say the words that I can't say. I feel finer, I feel good, I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean. I don't think you're sure what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you'll say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment.
That's Bizarre Love Triangle by Divine and Staten, and then the original before that, or actually a remix of the original, the Rich Next remix of Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. And I think that section kind of proves that at the time when you've got bands like The Smiths and other bands that are saying that reggae, like Morrissey saying reggae is vile, and the idea that everything was getting very polished and going back to traditional roots. Factory was one of the few bands that actually could kept the sort of dance music banner flying after the disco crash, and wasn't unhappy about putting out stuff which was electro based, which was dance music based. They went over to Paradise Garage, and New Order went over there and was very inspired by that in sort of 1983. Hence, Perfect Kiss, the 12-inch version before that, which is from 1985, which initially, I think, remember Kirk saying, is that about HIV and AIDS? And initially I said, oh, no, that's not about that. But later on I find that actually it is, which is interesting, because Kirk just totally understood what that song was about. And I was like, oh, no, it's being alliterative, it's being far too high a level for that. And they wasn't. And then before then, another act on Factory who was, I probably think, sadly overlooked, and I've played at least once on this show, Cath Carroll, England Made Me, which I think was the same song, but a brilliant song, and really, I know it's that sort of, it's a bit dated, it's 80s salsa vibe, but still, she was very good, very good vocalist. And before that, in the kind of like not known Factory section, was Quando Quango with Love Tempo Remix. Again, they're very much in the sort of electro salsa kind of disco early house pioneers bracket, definitely. And so our section 25, Looking From a Hilltop, which is before that, and that's kind of surprisingly dark and almost like a John Carpenter soundtrack. Kind of interesting. I hadn't heard it in ages and just dug it out today and was like, wow, I've forgotten about that one. And then before that was ESG by Moody. A lot of people will know ESG because their UFO was sampled loads by the hip-hop community. They came from the Bronx, but when they were in the Paradise Garage, I think they had a tape sort of thrust in their hands, that kind of thing. I think it was something like that. while they were there. And so you had Martin Hannett, of all people, producing, who produced all the Joy Division and early New Order stuff, and Certain Ratio, with that sort of Martin Zero Hannett, because he had that sort of very spacey production with the Echo, producing a bunch of sort of mid-teenage Bronx black girls. And that's a very, very, I mean, I love ESG, and I love that kind of, there's a real kind of crossover there between indie music, dance music, and post-punk, and also Attitude. I like the Attitude. And that song makes me think of a proto-Peaches. I'm sure, I won't be surprised if Peaches knows that track. Then before that was the cover of the Bambara classic, Shack Up. That was A Certain Ratio. Yes, now I'm hyped up on, not LSD or E, I'm hyped up on red wine and MSG, as I want my MSG, yes, because I've had my my red wine and my Chinese meal, so I'm kind of a bit, if the mixing was slightly off there, that's why. I'm now going to play some Happy Mondays, because I think this is, I don't say the first time I heard Factory Music, probably one of the first times, is off the Pills, Thrills and Bellyaches album. I would love to say I was a New Order fan right back in the day. But some point about 1991, that's when I checked out, I think it was at Chelsea, I remember checking out the Substance compilation, which is one of the best of albums. It's all of their 12-inch singles that are not really on albums, and it's really almost like an album in itself. And it literally was Tony Wilson wanted to have something to play in his car. So this is Loose Fit from Happy Mondays, from Pills, Thrills and Bellyache. And I always remember it was edited because the Gulf War was happening, the first Gulf War. And they didn't like the going to find an Air Force base, going to wipe out your entire race lyric in this song. So always reminds me of that. And remember, apparently, what was it? What did they change Bomb the Base to? I think Bomb the Base had to change their name as well. So it was a bit like, oh, it was that pedantic. It was really, really silly. I'm glad to see they don't do that nowadays.
Thank you. Spend what you've been with. Spend what you owe with. Pay what you pay in. Look where you're going. Say what you're thinking. Kill who you're killing. Sing if you're singing. Speak if you're speaking. Sounds good to me.
drop of wine. You can be my time, only tomorrow. Why do we bet when we could borrow? This time we do. No more or less, there's nothing left. It was always special. It was like water down the drain. I'm intoxicated. Time I hear your name, I try to remember, but nothing is the same. It wasn't that I didn't try. It's not the kind of thing that you buy. Written in my destiny. Life is but a dream, covered by the sky. Stop saying that you're calling time. Look at your life before you start on mine. I'm not the kind of person that you need. I'm sick of trying, I mean that it's over. It was always special. It was like water down the drain. Every time I hear your name, I try to remember,
Well, Sleep Will Come by the Dirty Column, who are managed by Tony Wilson, and they were, I think, all the way through on Factory until Factory collapsed in 1993 because of Happy Mondays. And the recording of the Yes Please album was just too much for Factory. They decided to send them to, I think it was Bermuda or the Caribbean, thinking that to get them away from drugs, which was a bit silly, really. Of course, costs spiraled, and it all. I think they ended up holding hostage of the master tapes with the vocals on. They only sent them out the master tapes without the vocals back. It's like okay. So Factory, because they didn't believe in contracts, because that sort of collapsed. Then he set up Factory 2, which was, if you know Magnetic Fields, obviously, because Stephen Merritt is a massive New Order fan, he went on to Factory 2 as The Sixth and worked with loads and loads of people. That was The Sixth with Dean Wareham, Falling Out of Love With You. I'm sure I've heard covers of that as well. I couldn't find them, but there are covers of that song. Then before, the band that inspired him, Special, New Order, that was from the Republic album, which I think they were working on when Factory went down. So it actually came out on London Records when they decided to go all glossy. Or was it, I think they might have just released it before. It was some kind of weird thing where it was about to be released and Factory went under. Then before that was from about, I think it's 89, Hallelujah, the Club Mix, early version of that. That's Happy Mondays. Then before that was a special, I don't know if it's an exclusive, everyone might know this, but that's from the 1980 demo. Because when Ian Curtis killed himself in Joy Division and they became New Order, they didn't know who was coming the vocalist. It wasn't decided it was going to be Bernard Albrecht or Barney Sumner. So they all tried. And of course, I've played Dreams Never End, where Hockey does the vocal. And you might have thought, surely there's at least one of the members of the group, or two members of the group, who could have actually sung. Of course, that is Stephen Morris doing the vocals. Apologies for the quality. I think I rediscovered it when I was sort of rootling through all my old Factory stuff. And I went, oh my God. I can't offer any more information on that, because it's just tagged 1980 demo, New Order Stephen Morris vocals. I've got no idea where that came from. Well, I've got an idea where it came from. I just no idea how it got out there. So apologies if it isn't what it says it is, but certainly it sounds like New Order backing, and it doesn't sound like the other two. So, or is the other two, so to speak. Then before that was Loose Fit, Happy Mondays, which he sounds like. I was surprised when I heard the New Order demo. It sounded a lot like the sort of Stone Roses Manchester scene, except about sort of 9-10 years earlier, and that was the song which had to be chopped to bits because of the Gulf War. Oh, and the Sleep Will Come by Dirty Column was from the that was from the album I did the show about. It's from the Brussels We Love album. I must say I haven't got much or any Dirty Column. I've got one other song with him on. He's one of those things, one of those renegades. And there aren't many people who would actually put out music that didn't really sell very much, but they believed in the artist. I think the only person I think of that did that was Alan McGee, or he always put out Lawrence from Feltz Records, but put out like 7 or 8 albums. And they didn't sell anything, but they felt they had to go out there. And Dirty Column is one of those acts that did critically acclaimed albums, but no one bought them. And Tony Wilson put them out there, and you have to respect that a lot. So it's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of Radio Clash, and makes you want to go and check out the music that Tony Wilson arranged, organized, made possible. And that's the main idea, really. And it's a sad thing that he lost his cancer battle. I've been reading up online about the fact that he had a battle about the cost of the drugs, because he was paying, was it $3,500 a month for Sutent, which is a sort of a cancer drug, and the local authority wouldn't pay it. And that's the kind of battles that happen all the time. And he was very politically active in Manchester as well as putting Manchester on the map. And I remember, I think I probably spoke about this on the shows with Kirk. We went up to the Hacienda and were horrified. I think we went up there in 2002 or probably shortly after, and were horrified to find it been knocked over, knocked down. Because we're like, but this is such a landmark for the world, Europe, European dance, world dance music. And they knocked it all down and turned it into flats, very cheesy flats as well. So it's sad that they haven't had more respect for the legacy of Tony Wilson. Hopefully they will now. So you'll find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I'm going to end with one of the best covers of Love Will Tear Us Apart. That's what I started on. I don't think I've played this before. Because I didn't have a good version of it. This is Swans, and this is the Jarbo version, or I think it's known as the Red version. I get confused because there's two versions of it. But this is a female vocal version, which is one I prefer. I know Pete Juxtaposo will be probably shouting his iPod saying different, because I know he has a copy of and likes the other version. I like this version, so I'll speak to you soon.
When routine bites fall and ambitions are low and resentment drives far, but emotions won't grow, and with change in our ways taking different roads, in love will tear us apart again. Why is this bedroom so cold? You turned away on your side. Does my time and my blow? Our respect runs so dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept to our life. But love, love will tear us apart. Love, love will tear us apart again. Takes hold. Yeah, that something so good just can't function no more. But love, love will tear it apart again. Love, love will tear it apart again. Love, love will tear it apart again. again.